Now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan and I'm the host of the show. And today, in the coming few weeks, I would like to give the opportunity for you, as a listener, to put forth any question you might have. I will try to answer them right now in the shows. And although it's not live, if you send me a mail, I will try to answer that question in the next show. So also today I would like to answer a few questions I received. And one question that popped up a few times is about a ritual we always do at the second part of the broadcast. Whether I can tell a little bit more about it. What exactly am I doing? What's the purpose? And why is it working? Well, you could say let me first explain the structure of the ritual. In the way I work, what you do is you start and you end with a bell. Because when you start and you end with a bell, you could say in the whole stream of thought and the whole stream of feelings and life in which you are all day long, you set apart a certain period of time between the bells in which you're going to do something else. So you give shape to that intention. It's very important because magic is giving shape to intentions. So with that bell, you give shape to that intention of setting time apart. You do it at the beginning and you do it at the end. So you border, so to speak, the space. And this first bell is a very special bell. It's very old. It must be 400 or 500 years old maybe. It's antique Tibetan. Many of my instruments are antique Tibetan instruments. And they all have been used for rituals and for healings and that sort of things for very often hundreds of years. And all this time, if they have been used with the same sort of intention I work with, and I'm able to carry the energy I invoke with using these instruments, because energy can attach itself to either space or objects. I think everybody has the experience that you, for instance, enter a room or a street and it has this, sort of feel to it. You could say there's an energy or a feeling, depending on how you look at it. It connected itself to that place, to that locality, or to that object. Well, all these ritual instruments have been used with a certain purpose for a very long time. First of all, they have been made with an intention and in a magical way, an inspired way. Then they have been used in that sense for a very long time. And as long as, for me, I use them in the same manner, so to speak, I use them with the same intention, and I'm able to carry that energy I invoke, which is very important, then these two things, these two forces join, you could say. So it makes it stronger and gives more impact. So this bell I use in the beginning, it's a bell that also when you try to feel, you can really feel it has a very, very high vibration to it. Very high. It invokes a very high energy. For me, it invokes something like what I would call heart energy. The source or however you want to call that. For me, it is anyway. Well, then there's always a short silence. The next step is the rattling, the shaking, with the maracas. And at the end of it, I always blow a horn. Well, it's not a horn, it's a bone trumpet, also Tibetan. And why do I shake? Why do I use this rattle? Well, first of all, you have to understand that you're listening to a radio broadcast. I can, let you share in that energy in silence. But I think if you switch on the radio and you don't hear anything, I think you're going to do something else. So I need to do something to capture your attention. So that's one of the reasons I make, I make these sounds. And when you come to a ritual, either for healing or for meditation, you're caught up within all your patterns. You're caught up within your thoughts and your feelings and your experience of life and all the things you're involved with. So what I do with this rattle, I shake you loose from all these things, all these patterns that captured you, you know, I try to shake you loose from these patterns and try to pull you out of that cloud into openness. And you could say, in general, if you're a little bit sensitive, you might feel that. And so you get pulled into this openness, and when it's sort of at its high point, I blow this bone trumpet twice. And you could say I do that with an intention of making a statement like, you are nothing but an expression of life. You're just an expression of life. And the second time I blow, it's sort of to blow away all the demons, which are your own doubt and your own fear and that sort of thing, about you being in that position. Yeah? This sort of inner demons you blow away with that. So that's just to state the energy. And then there's a short silence, and then in general there's the drumming. And again, it's on a very old shamanic drum, also from Tibet. It must be at least, well, I think 300-400 years old. And also this drum has been used in many rituals, so it's a very powerful drum. And the purpose of the drumming is mainly healing. In healing, you could say you dissolve disturbing vibrations in your field of feeling. Because feeling, for human beings, is very important. It determines our life in big way. We do everything for a feeling. Yeah. If you would just look in yourself, you could see that everything is, you know, determined by feeling. So by harmonizing your feelings, you become much more harmonious. And you won't have that much pull inside of you that tries to pull you in all sort of dramatic stories. So that's what the drumming is for. And then there's a silence again. And after the silence, there is the rattling, which in general is something smoothing. It's softening out. It's, you know, it's just making you, smoothing you up and pulling you in a soft way in this silence which is inside of you. And then there's the bell, which after that there's a small silence, and then there's the bell which announces the end of the ritual. And I never say something at the end of the ritual. Usually I play music for, you know, 20 seconds or something, or however much time is left. But I never speak after the ritual, because first I make all this effort to get you out of your mind. Well, I think it's a waste that at the moment you are out of your mind, I start talking to you and you get back into your mind. So what I very strongly recommend is, you know, when you're a regular listener, you also know about this, you know, feeling your feet sort of thing. I work a lot with. When you come out of the ritual, try to give attention to this piece. You can give immediately attention to all your thoughts and things, but then you fill up again if you keep your attention a little bit focused on this silence. And you can use your body perception for that, for instance, feeling your feet or, you know, any other thing, just to keep yourself out of these stories. You can see that this inner peace will stay with you, you know, much easier, much longer. And also we have the experience, especially when you listen on a very regular basis, is that you won't get lost that much anymore in life. Because it pulls, all these rituals are meant for pulling you out of your inner drama. And, well, you know too, when something happens, you might be in your inner drama for 6 months. Well, I think it's very beneficial when you get pulled out of your drama after a week. You know, that saves something like 5 months and 3 weeks of drama. So you can see if you do that on a regular basis, you know, your whole level of being, so to speak, or consciousness, or however you want to call it, you know, becomes on a higher level, which means you will have less drama, you will have less trouble, you will have less worries, you will feel happier, you will feel more, you know, and your life won't be perfect, but you will be more in balance. And when you're more in balance, of course, you can deal better with life. And that's exactly the whole idea about these rituals. It's meant as a matter of fact, it's a sort of gift to it's my sort of gift to the world. Is when you at least once a week, you know, you have half an hour time out, and you can let go of your things much easier. Because the things I do, and you know, through various reasons. Now, in this ritual, there's the ability to draw you out. It works much stronger than when you try to do that yourself, because this gives you a very strong energetic impulse. If you think about the fact that we as human beings consciously use 5% maybe of our brain capacity, it doesn't mean the other 95% doesn't get used. No, of course it gets used, but you're not conscious of it. Well, the things I do mainly work on that part of you. But when that's 95% of you, that's quite a big, pretty big part, isn't it? So it's much more effective than working on the 5%. So that's how shamanism and that sort of thing works. You work on the 95%. And when that changes, well, I don't worry so much about this 5%. The 5% will come. And that's why this sort of method is in general much more effective than, for instance, psychic therapy, in which you give all the time attention to your problems. So my point of view, you end up then with, well, many problems, because what you give attention, you know, unfolds within your perception. You can see that all day long, so that's the same story. They try to make use of this 5%. And in this method, we try to utilize this 95%. And I think that makes much more sense. It's only you have to communicate with this 95%, because it's unconscious. You have to communicate in a way, in a different way than you communicate with this 5%. Then you use words. Then that's also why, for instance, now I tell you things. It's to make a connection with this 5% thing. And if you're a little bit sensitive, you can feel also something right now is happening in the 95%. You're unconscious. Because that's the whole thing about these broadcasts and about these rituals. It lets you share in a very different sort of energy. And you always, and everybody shares in that. It, the only thing is, if you pay a little bit attention, you become more aware of it. And you can more recognize it. And the more you become aware of what's happening, and the more consciously you share in it. And that will change that 5% part of you. So the 5% part will adjust to the 95% part. And you'll see that harmony develops sort of out of itself. And it's very funny. If I think, for instance, about healing, I've done really, really lots of healings. And what many clients say, is depending on how sensitive you are, but what many people say, if I speak to them after, say, 6 weeks to 3 months after the healing, they say very often, like, yeah, life is much better, and something has changed, but they cannot exactly say what. And that's very important. Because that is an indication for that the change is coming from the unconscious, not from the conscious. If you know what has changed and how it's done and you have made your effort, then it's a conscious change. And that's not so deep as an unconscious change. Because the 95% is unconscious. There has to be the change, not in the 5%. And it's funny because, as I said, depending on your sensitivity, it depends on whether you recognize that. It just reminds me now to, I worked a lot in Germany years back, and all of a sudden I got this phone call from Germany from a girlfriend, and she said, well, you know, I know these people, and they are in a very difficult situation. It was something like the man lost his job, his wife was very seriously ill, they just discovered, the kid had to go in court and to jail. Just about everything in their life was, you know, broken, and they were very desperate. And they asked me, "Can you please do something for us?" I said, "Well, okay, I can." And so I did this healing, and Well, a few days later, I got this very angry phone call from Germany because nothing has changed, and I was just a charlatan and, you know, a crook or whatever, however you call that in English. And so I was quite surprised because, well, first of all, I did it for free, you know, it was a free service, and always nice when people complain about it. And, well, I thought, okay, well, anyway, you know, it's strange because I know what had changed. And then 3 months later, I met his girlfriend again. And I said, hey, by the way, how are these people doing? She said, oh, yeah, well, as a matter of fact, you know, yeah, everything is fine, you know, because in the end, the guy kept his job. And, well, the woman wasn't really ill. There was just something wrong with the test they did, and their son didn't have to go to jail, and they could keep the house, and now they have more money. And then I told them, nothing changed, huh? You know, they just did not recognize it, because the change is in the 95%, not in the 5% of your consciousness. No, that's why it's what you try all day long and what's not working. So you change something in the unconscious. So all these rituals are geared at changing something in your unconscious. And when you change that, everything will change. Because that's 95% of everything that you are. Yeah. So it's a very different approach. And you can see that also why do these rituals also in these broadcasts work well. If you open up, of course. Eh? Not when you're browsing the internet or you're busy with something else. But I know if you just sit down or lay down, close your eyes and, you know, just try to open up for it. You know, it will have a very beneficial influence on you because you share in this higher energy. And this energy is a very, very powerful energy. And the more you share in it, the deeper this transformation of all these, you know, all these disturbances within you will dissolve. And the more you repeat that, you know, the more that state becomes a habit. Like as I said now, you know, there's... Now you have the bad habit of going along with everything that appears within your perception, with every thought that comes your in alone. It's a habit. You can learn yourself a different habit. And in the beginning you have to make an effort, or you have to make a lot of effort, because the other habit is really strong. So you have to make a conscious effort, and when you do that, well, I make a conscious effort to work on your unconscious, you have double impact. So that's also how we do these things in trainings, and that works very well. Because in general, it's not just the message, it's also you share in that moment in the energy of the message. So you could say the message comes in the 5% part, and it also comes in the 95% part. And the more you can open up to that, the more it will transform your life. It will transform these disturbances in the 95%. And then, you know, the whole thing will be much more in balance. All right, well, that's a sort of idea about, you know, the rituals we do in these broadcasts. But I also see now that I talked that long that I can only do one question now. But I will answer more questions in our next couple of shows. So if you have any, you know, send an email to info@shumsoulexperience.com and I will try to answer your question. Because right now it's about time we do our ritual. And as I said, just try to open up and let the ritual energetically pull you into this place of peace within yourself. Because it's always there. We just give attention to something else. All right. Enjoy your week, enjoy the ritual, and I hope you're there again next week. Okay, enjoy.
Please visit our website at shumsoulexperience.com. Shuem, Shuem.
Mm-hmm.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.